Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Of the expiration of the conference's current media rights agreement, the universities intend to honor their existing grant of rights agreements. However, both universities will continue to monitor the rapidly evolving collegiate athletics landscape as they consider how best to position their athletics programs for the future. So this is the breakup. They're not saying they're going to the SEC yet, but we all know, of course, they're going to the SEC, right? What's interesting about the statement, Paul, and we were waiting on this today, we expected it, is that this line, the universities intend to honor their existing grant of rights agreements. That doesn't expire until 2025. So do we have the situation of a lame duck conference for three or four seasons here?
Well, that's what
I can't imagine that would play out, but I think that they're saying they'll do it.
That's what it sounds like. I mean, just off the first blush of this statement, yes, that's exactly the way I am reading this as well. They're going to go ahead and play. And you know that that is a situation where although their income won't be quite as much as it would have been if they could switch over to the SEC, it's the right thing to do. And I think part of this is image, not just about money. In other words, do you just walk away from your kindred spirits of how many years has the Big 12 been in its version of what it is now? What, 12, 14, something like that, years? It's been a while. Do you just walk away and abandon people? Do you abandon the schools that you've fought with and played with and respected? And no, you don't. You do things the right way. I'll tell you what.
Paul, they would if they could.
That's right.
You know they would if they could.
Sure, they would if they could. That's my point. That's
it. There's no chivalrous notion here. They're not doing it because they can't afford the breakup fee.
Are you kidding me?
If they end up staying,
the breakup fee is nothing compared to what the overall rights will be and the amount of money.
But they still
got to
pay it. But they still got to pay it.
I get it. But this is, to me, now maybe I'm looking at this in the wrong way. But I think that this is the right way. You know, there are right and wrong ways of handling things.
It may be the right way, but their intentions are not pure, I can assure you.
Oh, gosh sakes. Well, that may be true, and you may be correct on that. But it gives you some time to try to figure out what you want to do. That's one of the good things about this is that as of the 2022 season, which will be just a year off from, you know, right now, it gives you time. It's not like you've got to scramble and make preparations for 2022. You've got a little time. You got till 2025. Well, that's not a lot of time, but it is some time. And the right decisions can be made. Things can be put together. Things can be explored. and there isn't going to be that panic time that a lot of people would think, oh, what are we going to do? How are we going to handle this? And particularly for a school like my school, Baylor University, I think it that will be very, very helpful as to what happens. How do we do this? What is the actual best way of surviving and advancing in terms of the quality of football once you lose Oklahoma and Texas? But this is not unexpected. We knew this was going to happen. I just didn't know it was going to happen at 9:45 in the morning.
Yeah, I thought it would be a little later in the day.
I did too.
But it's now, and that's okay. Rip the Band-Aid off. I'm ready to rip the Band-Aid off on this whole thing, quite frankly.
Right.
Because I just want to know what's next. There's a part of me, I'm so split on this, because I think that for Kansas and Kansas State, the Big 12 was the best option, right? So that part of me is sad. There's another part of me for Wichita State, if the AAC and Big 12 could pull off some kind of a merger, that is just, Paul, if that merger happened, do you realize we'd get Wichita State, Kansas, and Kansas State playing each other every year? Are you kidding me?
There's a selfish
fan in me that's like, oh my God, this would be phenomenal. How good would this be? Right? But that, so I'm split on it. For Kansas and Kansas State, I'm like, man, this is going to suck if the Big 12 is not there, if they end up in different conferences and all that. And then there's the Wichita State part of me that's like, oh my goodness, could we get this merger, please? This would be in every sport. In every sport, maybe football's not as good, but man, in every other sport, it would be so good. And you would have, in every other sport, three universities, the three Division I schools in Kansas, all competing in all the other non-football sports, what could be the best league in any of those individual leagues.
No.
I mean, it would be fantastic.
It would be. And, of course, you look at the different scenarios other than, you know, a merger with the AAC. It looks like to me that if there's a breakup, can we just run through a couple schools as to what I think is going to happen? I think, and you throw in your two cents, West Virginia is going to probably end up in the ACC, right?
Yeah, and that makes sense anyway. It's been fun to watch them in the Big 12, but it's always been an odd fit.
Has been. Always.
But they could survive in an AAC scenario.
They could. They totally could. Iowa State's going to end up in – there's talk that the Big Ten already is thinking, yeah, let's go ahead and get Iowa State added. Iowa State
and Kansas, because they line up academically.
Maybe so. But Iowa
I read
State
a report from a buddy of mine, by the way, Paul, speaking of the Big Ten. Don't mean to interrupt there.
No, that's okay.
Oklahoma State, the Big Ten, is at least considering that academic thing – that exists, like the a group of universities is there, that exists for Kansas and Iowa State, but Oklahoma State wouldn't have fit in. But his reporting, Dylan Buckingham, he's in Oklahoma City, is that there's consideration that wouldn't be a deal breaker. So that's a scenario, too, where maybe the Big Ten takes teams we weren't even expecting them to be in the mix for.
Well, there you go. And of course, KU, the talk is the Big Ten. But also Oklahoma State, and then the four Kansas or the three Texas schools going to the Pac-10. That's where a lot of the speculation is at this point. I don't know if that's going to be the case or not, but I'll tell you what, we'll know a lot more, and I think we're going to know it pretty quick. I think that will be the scenario on that particular situation.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, that news came, so we haven't had a chance to get into our NIL portion. We'll do that in hour number two. We'll talk about Team USA. There's just so much in play in this college sports story. And, boy, everybody, Paul, this weekend, didn't see anybody that didn't want to talk about what we thought was going to happen in college football. We get it. We're there for you. 869-1240. You can vent. You can discuss ideas. It's all on the table. As Jake Ballbrock, Paul Savage take you through a Monday on Sports Daily.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.